The Torah tells us, "Lo sevaru eish bechol moshoseichem biyom haShabbos," that there is a prohibition to kindle a flame on Shabbos. And today, you know, we assume, we extend it to electric lights today, an incandescent light bulb. But there's a whole discussion in the Gemara exactly why is the Torah singling out not to light a fire, if we already know the Torah says not to do malacha on Shabbos. It doesn't single out the 39 malachas. We learn it out from the Mishnah, other places. So we already know Havara is Asur. So why does the Torah need a special pasuk? So that's a famous dispute in the Gemara, whether lulav yatzes or lachalik yatzes. In other words, is lulav yatzes means that it's different than all other malachas. All other malachas, you violate, you're liable to capital punishment with the appropriate warnings. But by fire, that's not as severe. It's only a lav. It's only, you get a good old-fashioned whooping. Or you say, no, l'chalek yotzes, that it's coming to teach me that the same way that if I do three different malachas on Shabbos, I'm chayev three different times. And if b'shogeg with the chatas, So that's the whole discussion, the Gemara. But there's a Zohar, and the Al-Sheikh extended, the Zohar writes, Lo sevaru eish b'chol moshoseichem yom ha-Shabbos, is dealing with the Isser of Kas. So even though there's a prohibition of anger all week long, but there's a special Isser of getting angry on Shabbos. And the Al-Sheikh as well extended not just to anger, but it's a general klal. It is a general rule that if you do an Aveira on Shabbos, it's much worse than doing an Aveira on Tuesday or Wednesday. There's a prohibition to get angry all the time. But if you get angry on Shabbos, you're even violating a more severe prohibition. And in fact, Where else do we see this? We see it in other poskim as well, but there's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that we know there's halacha, the Mishnah tells us in Damai, that we know you have to take off truma ma'aser. And usually, let's say you buy from Ama Aret, so then it's tevo, suffix tevo, you're not sure if you could eat it. So generally speaking, we take off, if you buy it from someone you're not sure of, so you take off misafik. What about if it's Shabbos? Shabbos, you can't take off truma ma'aser because it's tikkun mana. You are like completing something. You are rectifying the food. And beforehand, it's prohibited. Now it's permitted. So it's not permitted on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't take off truma ma'aser on Shabbos. So what do? So the Mishnah says you could go to the Ama Aretz himself, and you ask him, "Did you take off truma ma'aser?" So if he says yes, yochel al piv. If he says yes, you can eat based on what he said. And what is the reason why? Because even an Ama Aretz knows it's Shabbos, and he might lie during the week, but on Shabbos he realizes the kedusha Shabbos, the severity of Shabbos, and he won't lie. And Rav Moshe writes, that's Pashat. That is obvious to all. Everyone knows that Shabbos is different than during the week, and therefore it's a greater Aveira to sin on Shabbos. Whether it's anger or any other Aveira, it's much worse to do it on Shabbos. If you're speaking Lashon Hara, you shouldn't speak it all the time, but try to avoid it on Shabbos, or any other type of Aveira we want to come up with. What is the reason behind that it's a greater Aveira on Shabbos? So the Al-Sheikh himself gives two reasons. One, he says, because we all know, we have a tradition that on Shabbos, when someone's in Gehenna, they get saved, they cool down the fires, and it's okay to stay there. You're out of the fire. However, so the Al-Sheikh writes, Lo sevaru eish, don't light your own fire. If you do get angry, speak Lashon Hara, do other things on Shabbos, then you're going to be lighting your own fire on Shabbos, and then it won't be cool on during the time of Shabbos. So the Afalosavarish is a warning against you. Don't light your own fire so it stays cool. Or, as the Ashik says, another reason as well is because because we all know we have a neshama yisera on Shabbos. We have an extra soul, and therefore, why bring the extra soul down and sin? You might as well do it, you know, during the week when we don't have a neshama yisera, and therefore, because an avera on Shabbos would be more chomer, you have another neshama there, and in fact, that would be nafka according to the second reason. I guess the question is, what about on Yontif? Are people saved from the Gehenna on Yontif? So if they are, so then this halacha would apply on Yontif as well. That's a greater mitzvah on Yontif and a greater aveira. And similarly, in the Shama Yisera, that would depend on the machlokas, the Rashbam, and the Bali Tosos, and whether one has in the Shama Yisera on Yontif. Because the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim discusses what about when Yontif falls out on Motzai Shabbos. So we all know the luck is, even though we make a Besamim all week long, all year long, but when it comes, when Yontif follows Shabbos, there is no Besamim. So the question is, why do we have a Besamim all year round? So the reason they say is because you're losing in the Shama Yisera, and therefore to buffer the fall, we smell the besamim to make us feel a little better. So we're losing on the Shama Yisera, hence the besamim. So the Rashbam says, from the fact that we don't have besamim Motzoi Shabbos into Yontif, that shows it must be because we do have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif. So according to the Rashbam, we do have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif. And Tosis says, what are you talking about? We don't make besamim because we don't need the besamim, we have a meal. That makes us happy, Simchas Yontif. And what's my proof we don't have a Neshama Yisera? Because when Yontif is over, all the way at the end, we don't make a Besamim. So if Yontif, we had a Neshama Yisera, so then we'd have to make a Besamim. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. So if you assume like the Rashbam that we have a Neshama Yisera, so that reason would apply to Yontif. If you assume like the Bali Tosis, then perhaps this reason wouldn't. But the bottom line is, we see the Yisod of the Al-Sheikh and others, that Aveira done on Shabbos is much worse. And Hu'adin, on the flip side, doing a mitzvah on Shabbos is greater. As the Chayyadim writes, that is a mitzvah on Shabbos is much greater. I think he goes into a discussion of a person has to, he's getting called out to some job he has to do. The government needs him, and basically it's a full-time job. He won't be able to do any mitzvahs that day. So is it better to go on Friday and therefore not be able to do all the mitzvahs on Friday, put on tefillin, daven, etc., all the other things, talis, or is it better and then be able to observe Shabbos, or the reverse? So he says, better to work on Friday, so therefore you can do on Shabbos because the same mitzvah is worth more. And as the Ben Yishchai writes, 1 hour of warning on Shabbos is equivalent to many hours during the week. I think he says 1,000 hours, even though we have a lot less than 1,000 hours during the week. But the point being is, you get more schar. That could be along the lines of the Ramban in Parshas Emor. Mikrai Kodesh writes, even though let's say perhaps davening during the week could only be a din derabbanan, but that's mikrei kodesh. Every public gathering on Shabbos could be a deraisa, so it could be the davening on Shabbos kriyas haTorah. Out that, anytime you have a public type of meeting, mikrei eda could be a deraisa. And similarly, it reminds me of Ramban by Eretz Yisrael writes, the whole purpose of mitzvahs is to do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So clearly, a makshava we understand is he's saying this lahalacha as well. The nafkamina being, let's say you're either flying into Israel or you're flying out, and you have a chance to daven whatever it may be, Shacharis Mincha Meirav, while you're still in Eretz Yisrael, or in Chutzgaret. So is there an Indian that you should dafka try to daven while you're in Eretz Yisrael or not? So depending how you learn the Ramban, it definitely can't hurt. But according to the Ramban, it's a special Indian of doing mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yisod of the Zohar, the Alshech, and others. The Eish HaMachlokes. Don't get angry on Shabbos. Try to avoid all Averas on Shabbos, because Avera on Shabbos is much worse. But on the plus side, a mitzvah on Shabbos is much greater. So the davening, if you don't make it to Minyan all week long, maybe that's the Minyan Yisrael to make it there on Shabbos. Even people don't show up during the week. Learning on Shabbos, we have a Suda Shabbos, many things we do. So one should have in mind, one should realize that on Shabbos, it's a double-edged sword. The responsibility of not doing Averis on Shabbos, as well as the great opportunity to do more mitzvahs on Shabbos.